Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild-ride cold life. Today, we're diving into a topic that can feel as heavy as a lead anchor. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking, forgiveness. That sounds exhausting. Trust me, I get it. It's not always easy to let go of the hurt, the anger, the feeling that someone wronged us. But here's the thing. Holding on to those negative feelings is like gripping a hot coal with your bare hand. You're only hurting yourself in the end. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened or forgetting it ever took place. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of resentment and opening up space for healing and growth. So, how do we actually cultivate this superpower called forgiveness? Let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help us on this journey. First off, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. You're not doing it for the other person, you're doing it for your own well-being. Holding on to anger and resentment just poisons your soul, man. It weighs you down, steals your joy, and makes everything harder. Forgiveness, on the other hand, lightens the load and allows you to move forward with a lighter heart. Secondly, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It doesn't mean saying what someone did was okay. It simply means choosing not to let their actions define you or control your emotions. It's about recognizing that everyone makes mistakes and acknowledging that holding on to anger won't change the past. Thirdly, forgiveness takes time. Don't expect it to happen overnight. Sometimes, it's a slow process, like peeling away layers of an onion. Be patient with yourself and allow yourself to feel your emotions without judgment. Acknowledge the pain, but don't let it consume you. Fourth, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Understand that they may have their own struggles, their own demons, that led them to make the choices they did. This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you to approach forgiveness with a little more compassion. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. Finally, remember that forgiveness is an ongoing process. There will be times when you feel like you've made progress, and other times when you slip back into old patterns. That's okay. Just keep practicing, keep working on it, and eventually the weight of resentment will start to lift. Think about a time you held onto anger or hurt for far too long. You know that feeling, that knot in your stomach, the tightness in your chest? Imagine what it would be like to release that grip, to let go of those heavy emotions and step into a space of lightness and peace. That's the power of forgiveness. Here's a real-world example that might resonate with some of you. Remember that time when someone canceled plans at the last minute? You felt hurt, angry, maybe even betrayed. You replayed the moment in your head, crafting stories about why they did it and how fair it was. Days turned into weeks, and that resentment lingered like a bad smell, casting a shadow over your future interactions with this person. But imagine if, instead of letting anger consume you, you reached out to them and said something like, "Hey, I know things got hectic and plans changed. It's totally okay, just wanted to check in." You were vulnerable, you expressed how you felt, but you didn't let it become a point of contention. Maybe they apologize, maybe they didn't. Either way, by choosing forgiveness over anger, you open the door to a more positive and authentic connection. So, remember, forgiveness is not a weakness, it's a strength. It takes courage to acknowledge your pain, to let go of the past, and to choose compassion over resentment. It's a journey that requires patience, self-compassion, and a willingness to step outside of our comfort zones. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. A life filled with forgiveness is a life filled with peace, joy, and connection. You'll be lighter, freer, and more open to experiencing all that life has to offer. Now go out there and make today a masterpiece. Remember to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep living your best stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.